And here are the categories for you. Civil servants. Stamps from around the world. Mothers and sons. Beer. Bar trivia. And finally, celibacy.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
How do you know this?
That's what I do. I drink, and I know things.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took.
Broadcasting from the Live Network Studios in West Atlantic City, New Jersey, it's the Quizzo Trivia Podcast with your hosts, Nick and Drew. To participate, tweet us at Quizzo Podcast or send us an email at info@quizzopodcast.com. That's Q-U-I-Z-Z-O. Now, let's get to the show.
You looked me over and I guess you thought I was all right. All right, in a sort of a limited way.
Welcome to episode 331 of the Quizzo Trivia Podcast. Nick and Drew back with you for a fall edition. Lovely fall weather setting in. How was your Thanksgiving? Or your Thanksgiving, your Halloween, Nick?
My Thanksgiving.
Ahead of myself.
My Thanksgiving turkey is yet to come, but by the look of Jordan Love, we play Detroit at 12:30, and I'm pretty sure that's going to ruin my Thanksgiving. But Halloween was, it was wonderful.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Just can't wait to get all this candy out of my house.
Yeah. Speaking of candy.
The problem is, if they were big, I'd walk right past it. But the fact that they're little, it's like too enticing. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody on the planet Earth, I think, thinks the Baby Ruth is named after Babe Ruth. Would you not agree?
I know that it's not.
But whose daughter is it named after?
This,
Nick, is your first Quizzo trivia question.
Right. Baby Ruth?
I know it's a U.S. president.
It is a U.S. president.
I'm going to say...
Baby Ruth?
Grover Cleveland.
It is Grover Cleveland.
Bang. Bang, bang.
Double
bang,
your
bang.
Pleasure. Double your fun.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang what?
Pretty good.
Bang, bang Indian Italian?
Pretty good. Oh, no. Like, what was it? No, what was it? Mexican-Chinese?
No. But they settled on Indian Diner, which is a foul, if I've ever heard one, combination.
Mexican-Chinese? Oh, no.
All right, what do you got for me, Nick? Let's get it going.
All right, let's see if you know this. This is sort of a, when we do astronomy questions, we usually don't go too deep in science. See if you know this one, okay? I believe you've heard of this. What cloud of comets beyond Pluto was named for a 20th century Dutch astronomer? This is a cloud of comets found beyond Pluto, and it was named for a 20th century Dutch astronomer.
Of course, you know, 20th century Dutch astronomy is my forte.
The way to attack this is the blank cloud. Like, because it's a cloud of comets. So have you heard of something called the blank cloud? And then that name, you'll be like, oh, yeah, that sounds Dutch.
No.
Don't have it?
No.
All right. Like I said, it's a tough one. It's called the Oort cloud. O-O-R-T. Never heard of it?
Nope. And I'm glad I just didn't put any brain power into that.
That's the best when you're just like, don't have it.
Yeah, and I didn't sit there and go, and say, like, Rembrandt? You just throw anything Dutch I can get out. Johan Cruyff? does that work? All right, well, listen.
The Van Gogh cloud.
Let's Oort cloud. I mean, that is a good one.
O-O-R-T. Oort.
Oort cloud. All right. Well, we're going short. We're going to give you some very good questions from each of the categories today, but you're not going to get a ton of them because we have limited time due to family obligations.
It's vacation time here in Jersey.
Yeah, that's just what's happening with the kids. It's always the kids. I love my kids, but the kids are the excuse. So
they are needy.
I want to ask you this one, and I think it's a good one. If I'm only going to give you one sports question, this is the one to give you.
This is going to be the one.
Nick, The last men's tennis player to win a major tournament with a wooden racket.
Okay.
Was who?
All right. So when I picture the wooden racket.
The greatest thing in the world.
I picture. I
grew up in the era of the
McEnroe
wooden racket.
McEnroe and Bjorn Borg.
Yep, pretty
like
much.
That's the era, right?
Pretty much.
We
were already past it with the Agassi and the
Sampras.
Yeah, Sampras we all using.
Already had the metal racket.
Yep.
So if I had to go like 85, 80s. I don't know, Jimmy Connors won a bunch back then. I'm just going to go with McEnroe.
Got it.
Yeah.
Johnny Mac. And I just heard him recently, and he's like, one of the few records I got left that I think will never be broken. The last men's player to win.
Yeah, nobody's going to beat that. I mean, unless the only thing would be if, like, somebody did it as a novelty because they were so dominant. But who's going to ever be?
Who's going to give up a mat? Like, you're 40% speed reduction with a
Yeah, no, you're right.
You're
going to
give up the
prize
money?
Yeah, it would only
money?
Be if there was, like I said, if there was, like, the Tiger Woods of tennis came along, which we just seen, like, three of them in a row. And
right.
So,
yeah, so, like, those guys have been playing this entire time. I just don't.
And I honestly
that.
Don't think if you took the best player and you took the 100th best player and you gave the best player a wooden racket and the 100th best player a aluminum racket,
get destroyed.
You'd probably win, right? It
not
makes
even
that
close.
Much of a difference, right?
Yeah. It's a 40% speed reduction. You can't win with a wooden racket.
Right.
No matter
right,
how
but are, I mean, are those like.
But
know, is the Joker crafty enough to
here's
be able to
do.
Beat you? Or
I
that,
would have an annual wood racket tournament. Where everybody that enters can only play with wood
That's
rackets.
That's interesting.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. I mean, tennis only has
throwback.
4 weeks a year we watch it anyway, so why not have, like, that would be a cool novelty.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right, there you go, universe. Somebody with more time and money than me, go make it happen.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
I'll bring it to Larry. We'll see. Maybe
I like
maybe
that.
He'll be, maybe he'll sponsor it, AC Sports Commission.
All right, I got a couple here. But I can only do one, so we're going to go 10 points each. Name the only two people in the National League to lead the league in runs scored from 1981 to 1990. So for that decade, lasting from 81 to 1990, only two people led the National League in runs scored, 10 points each.
Ricky Henderson.
National League, I said.
He's in the American League. Vince Coleman?
Vince Coleman.
That's amazing.
Vince, you got one.
How is that even something that's still in my brain that I can throw
Well,
that
he was on
there?
Awesome teams.
Yeah.
Those Cardinals teams were awesome, just, and he stole 100 bases a year. And,
that's
you know,
right.
So
he was the only
make,
other guy besides
I mean,
Henderson.
Both these guys make total sense.
Right.
This is not like.
Ozzie Smith?
Nah.
Who?
Same team.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Raines.
Tim.
Yeah, I knew you were a big fan, so I thought maybe you would know that.
Nah, that's a great one though.
Yeah, tough, but
I think the Brewers drafted Tim Raines Jr. I don't think he made it, but
we had a lot of
these like second generation kids. We had Tony Gwynn Jr.
Right.
We had Prince Fielder, and I remember we had Tim Raines Jr. At some point, I don't know if he's.
Yeah, you needed Guerrero's kid. That
yeah,
was the
Vlad.
One.
Yeah,
that
but
was
he,
the one.
He'll never be. Out of that because he was born in Canada, right? So
okay.
He's Canadian.
All right.
So the Canadian teams, like, it's a major advantage if you have a star Canadian player. They're not getting rid of Vlad Guerrero out of Canada. Like that.
Oh, there's
there.
No way.
Yeah, he's
no.
Just, good luck.
Yeah, no.
Nah, he's an icon. He's a
no,
national.
But Tatis would have been one.
Yep.
Tatis and Guerrero were the kids you wanted to grab.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that Mahomes kid's not too bad.
Not bad. Just different sport.
Different sport.
Grew up a Rangers fan. He went to the World Series and then got the flu and then lost to the Broncos for the first time in 17 weeks.
Yeah, 17 which years. Was his worst. This was a crazy stat I heard.
Which, by the way, that is not the all-time record. So free trivia for all of you people.
What is not the all-time record?
16 losses to the same team in a row is not the all-time record.
Oh, okay.
Do you care to guess who the
I
all-time
the
record?
Jets probably have lost that to the New England
15.
Patriots.
So we're
one away.
Yeah.
Well, you got a big game coming up this year.
We got to end that. Of all the things that we got to end, the Eagles streak and the Patriots streak in 1 year and the playoff streak, if we do those three things, it was a successful
Pretty
year.
Amazing year, yeah. All right, so this is something I heard. If Patrick Mahomes had beaten the Denver Broncos, which they were almost double-digit favorites to do it, is very likely, he would have lost as many games with the Kansas City Chiefs, okay, as Russell Wilson has lost with the Denver Broncos. But Russell Wilson was able to get the win.
Wow.
But how's that possible? He's only lost like 16. Now he's lost 17 games.
Right. He's been the Chiefs quarterback for like 8 seasons. Wilson got 16. There last week.
Yeah, he's got 16 losses.
His coach was fired like a year ago this time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's great. All right. So the record, Nick, is in the AFC East. Care to guess?
Patriots over the Dolphins?
Patriots over the... No. It's the... it is the Dolphins over the Bills.
Okay. Jeez. In the 70s?
In the 70s. Yeah, the Bills did not beat the Dolphins a single time in the decade. I think they
so
lost
20
in a row.
Wow.
Yep.
I didn't realize the Bills were that bad for that long.
Yeah, and then in the 80s, it flipped. There was a record of like 17 times in a row or something that Buffalo beat, started to win against the Dolphins when Jim Kelly
started. Oh, so the record's 20. So the Jets are far away. They're ways off.
They're like 3 years or two and a half seasons. And if they lose this year, they're two more years of losing again. And then they would not have beat that team in 10 years, which is just, you can't do that.
You got to get on that.
This is it. This is it. I don't want to hear any excuses, but that was the worst game I've ever watched football. My eyes are still bleeding.
You talking about that Jets Giants game?
Worst game ever. The only thing that would have been worse about
Goodell
that is losing.
They said Goodell should come out and apologize for that
for
game.
Everybody.
They were
Direct
talking
TV
about the punt
give
record.
Me my money back.
You guys had a chance of setting the punt record in overtime.
He
they
is
said
in the voting for the
away.
Player of the week, Thomas Morstead. Because the Jets fans, yeah.
Like,
he's at the end of the game. He's talking. He's like, "I love this team. I never get to punt for the Saints. They have all this."
I'm out here every three plays. I get.
All right, Nick. Geography, history. What U.S. state was settled by Brigham Young in 1847?
Utah.
How funny is it that his name is Brigham Young?
Brigham Young. Just Brigham.
Just Brigham.
Brigham. I got plenty of
room. I got my cousins.
His name is Brigham.
I don't know, man. That's my tie into the Jets because Zach Wilson, of course, Brigham Young.
How did this religion start? Coincidentally, unironically,
marry my
the guy's name
cousin.
Was Brigham, and they took it literally.
Oh,
and
good
they just
God.
Kept bringing him.
Good Lord.
To Brigham.
Yeah, that's a whole thing right there. Anyway, what do you got in geography history? Brigham old.
What country has the most Catholics in it? So this is not percentage. This is just number them.
Is it in South America?
It is. Wow. Well done.
Brazil?
That's easy. Yeah, once you got that. Yeah, Brazil.
Yeah, I've heard that before,
okay.
And I know how devout that country is. So, and I know the Pope came from Argentina, but it's such a small country compared to Brazil.
Well, right, and he's the first Pope from South America.
Right, but they were talking about how South America
is
the bastion of Catholicism left because there's no Muslim pockets, there's no...
Right, that's exactly
it's like
right.
The whole country, like the whole...
I see a top 10 in my future.
Yeah, there's no like Protestant movement.
No, it's 50%. Catholic.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
pretty much the ratio down
right,
there. Or above. Maybe it's 55% or
right.
something, like close to 60. But
makes
yeah.
sense.
There you go.
All right. You ready to do entertainment?
Yes, yes.
All right. Nick, this is a great one for you. True or false? AOL trademarked You've Got Mail.
I'm going to say false.
You got it right. Do you know
how much money that they've lost on the fact that they
didn't
trademark it?
Do you know how they found out
that
they didn't trademark it?
The movie.
The movie.
Used it and didn't
hired a researcher because they were going to call it You've Got Mail.
That's what it was called.
No, it was called let's see, what was the original title was like
She Got Game.
No, it was basically You've Got Mail, but it was like instead of got, it was
You'll Get Mail?
Basically like that. Yeah. It's like You Have Mail. It was You Have Mail.
Okay, You Have
You
Mail.
Have Mail.
Okay.
Right? You Have Mail. And the woman that was hired from the PR to do the tracking of the name of the movie was like, that sucks. Everyone hates it because we're all used to You've Got Mail from AOL. You know they never trademarked it? Why don't you just trademark it? So the movie trademarked it. And
wow.
then the AOL was like, yeah, slow.
Yeah, that was the most trademarkable thing from the early internet, right?
I mean,
You Got Mail.
The worst part is the guy who did that voice and got paid like $5,000 to do it, right, and became the most iconic thing.
I thought it was a woman.
No, it's a guy.
Oh, is it?
You've got mail.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he's like an Uber driver now in L.A.
Oh,
it's like, oh, Jesus. She's like, I got the You Got Mail guy. Do it, do it, do it. You've got mail. Please tip me. My life has not turned out the way I thought it would.
Wow, how about it?
Yeah, sad. Anyway. What do you got in entertainment?
What movie character shares his name with an NFL quarterback? Now, this is not a starting NFL quarterback, but is an NFL quarterback that played last week.
Oh, God. There's like 63 players that play last
week. I'm going to give you a clue because I'm going to give the I'm going to give a clue. Anyway, okay. I'm just giving it to you without the clue in case you knew. Actually, I'm going to give you a clue that only you would know.
Mm.
He's from your hometown.
Jason Alexander?
No, the quarterback.
The quarterback is from my hometown?
Yes. It's from Livingston, New Jersey.
That's impossible. Like, there's a quarterback that played in the NFL that's from – did he go to Livingston High School?
He went to Bosco.
Bosco. He must. I was about to say he must have gone to a prep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's not a clue for me because I would have known that
immediately.
Right. Okay. I had no idea.
All right. What quarterback shares his name with a movie character that was shot in the back of the head?
Oh, okay. Movie character that was shot in the back of the head. So the things that come to mind, Godfather?
You're on the right track, but no, not the Godfather.
Casino, is it Goodfellas? Goodfellas, right, okay. Spider?
Spider? It's not Spider.
Joe.
Who got shot in the back of the head right before he was going to get made?
I can't believe this isn't coming. I've seen this movie 1,000 times, and it's not coming to
it's
me.
It's time for a rewatch.
Yeah. Dad, give me his name. I can't remember.
Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito. And he went to Syracuse, too.
Yeah, and he plays for the Giants.
Allegedly.
Well, wasn't he in the game? Yeah, I mean, you were watching the game.
He. Okay, put it this way, Nick. Both you and I
could have done better.
No. We both outproduced Tommy DeVito statistically throwing the football. He threw for -8 yards, Nick.
Right.
He threw for -8 yards.
It didn't even look. It was like 2 for 6.
-8.
For -8. He couldn't throw for a pass. He could only throw.
How do you have a guy in the NFL that can't throw a forward pass?
It's hard to find quarterbacks.
I know.
I know. But, like, how do you not? You watch college, and these guys throw the ball. I don't understand how they get to the NFL. They can't throw the ball.
Yeah, that guy's never going to see the field again.
Well, he is from Livingston, New Jersey. He is named after. If your last name is DeVito, you can't name your kid Danny.
No.
And I'm also taking Tommy off the table.
Yes.
I mean, the guy was
way too close.
Whacked in the head. You know,
yeah, he's Tommy. He was a character in Goodfellas.
Yeah,
whacked in the head.
It's just too big of a character. It's too iconic of a movie. You can't name your kid Tommy DeVito.
And possibly the worst part about it is that kid is older than the movie. So you know.
Oh, he's younger than me. He's 25
younger.
Years old.
Right.
The movie's from
1988. Older.
Yeah, it's not even close.
It's not like you just accidentally, and then movie came out, and you were like, oh, my God,
are
the odds?
Because sure.
Oh, I'm sure that happens.
That happens to people, sure. And you're like, oh, my gosh, name becomes.
Meet my cousin,
Michael
Eric
Bolton.
Berkowitz.
Right.
Or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, all the things,
man.
A serial killer. Why couldn't you be a Musk? For God's sakes. It's like I thought the Musk name would finally hit. Oh, Jesus. All right. I'll throw one more entertainment, then we'll call it a show, okay? This was my vestige holdover from the last Halloween show we did. So what famous actor was in the first ever Nightmare on Elm Street? Got him a start.
Johnny Depp.
There
it's
you go.
First,
All right, folks. That does it for episode 331 of the Quizzo Trivia Podcast. For Nick, my name is Drew. We will see you next week.
This has been the Quizzo Trivia Podcast. Visit us online at quizzopodcast.com for more information.